105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge
105. I was utterly shocked. I wasn't expecting this at all. I think it just shows that she realises how much trouble she's led the country into. But I think it also shows she thinks the Labour Party are incredibly weak at the moment. Sadly, I think she's right in that.
When you say weak, in what way?
Just the way that we've seen Labour fighting against each other. In some ways, the most shocking thing has been Labour not standing up for people and following the Tories through to vote for a hard Brexit that will harm the country.
And, of course, it will impact on Cambridge as well in particular.
Massively so. I mean, the course of action that we currently are set on would be very, very damaging for our industries, for the research that goes on, but actually more for our sense of values. I think Cambridge is a very internationalist, welcoming place. And I think, frankly, having the referendum in the first place was a catastrophic mistake. We shouldn't have gambled with the future of the country.
Now, you've appeared on platforms with current Labour MP for Cambridge, Daniel Zeichner, sharing platforms about Cambridge wanting to remain within the single market. Obviously, with Daniel's views, he obviously wants that as well. You've got a bit of a fight on your hands in the city, haven't you?
We will see what happens. I think it's not just about Brexit. But actually, I mean, Daniel certainly... says what he says now. But he was also one of a small number of Labour MPs who voted with the UKIP and with the Tories to have the referendum in the first place. And frankly, I don't think it was right to gamble the country's future like that. I fought to stop the referendum that the Tories were trying to push through. And I think it was a catastrophic mistake for him to back it. I absolutely think that when he tossed that coin in the air, he hoped it would come up the right way. I think it was a mistake to allow that to happen. It was divisive, and we've seen all the bad consequences. But I think there are also other issues. I'm very proud of my record in bringing extra money to Cambridge, for example. So we've got lots of money for our schools, for health, for transport, for housing. We started building the first council houses here in Cambridge when we ran the council. And actually, there's much I would like to keep doing in that, because I think the job of the MP isn't just to say, I don't like what the government's doing, but is actually to make a difference and make people's lives better.
Now, in the last general election that took place in 2015, Daniel Zeichner narrowly beat you to the to victory, taking the Cambridge seat. Are you expecting that when the general election comes around in June, that that's going to be a very close call again?
We'll have to see what happens, but I think it probably will be close between him and myself. But I think people will realise that. I think people will realise just how close it will be and vote accordingly. There's no way anyone else can win here. But I think the other thing, for those of us who do want to stop the hard Brexit that's being pushed through at the moment, the only way of getting that across nationally is to vote for the Remain Party, which is the Liberal Democrats. That a vote for Labour or Conservatives will be interpreted nationally as supporting their actions in pushing through Brexit.
But if Theresa May does get a big majority come the June election, that is a big majority of people who are saying that they want to leave the European Union, because primarily that's what people are going to be voting for. I mean, they're going to be voting for Theresa May to see us out of the European Union, which means leaving the single market and leaving the customs union as well.
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, I hope the many decent Tory MPs who don't want to see this sort of hugely damaging Brexit will stand up against it. And I don't think one should assume that Theresa May will necessarily win a huge majority. I think the Tories are very weak to us in the South West, for example. And I think there is a possibility that we could stop them. But it's only the Liberal Democrats who are likely to be able to stop that large Tory majority and hence stop that the sort of hard Brexit that's going to cause so much harm.
Now, you've been canvassing around Cambridge for the mayoral elections that will be taking place. So what have people been saying to you on the doorstep?
I've had lots of people say that they, for example, been lifelong Labour members, but they just couldn't take it anymore under Corbyn and would be voting Liberal Democrat. I've similarly seen people who used to vote Conservative but feel betrayed by the way the Tories have let them down over Brexit. So it was feeling very, very positive out on the doorsteps. It was also nice, a lot of people saying that they hoped I would stand again, and I was able to assure them that I would. And so I'm optimistic, but there's still a huge amount of work to do between now and the 8th of June. And of course, one of the problems is that Conservatives and Labour have a lot more money than we do. So we'll certainly be hoping that some people will help us out.